Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean. And we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
Now, we have so many messages to come to, but we've got a special guest joining us in the studio,
yes,
Dean.
Yes, we absolutely do.
So the St Kilda Film Festival returns next week on the 1st of June with 12 days jam-packed full of films, workshops, panels and special events. And to give us an insight on what is on offer, we have the Mayor of Port Phillip, Councillor Heather Consolo, here to tell us about it. Heather, thank you for being here. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we're used to film festivals having a specific lens, like the Melbourne Queer Film Festival, or like, you know, there's documentary film festivals or things like that. French Film Festival. But this is something very different because this isn't a film festival about St Kilda. It's just happening in St Kilda. So what makes St Kilda Film Festival so special?
We are the hosts, yes, but it is the longest running short film festival, and it recognises the genres of short film, but it also has music videos, gaming and immersive forms such as celebrating the short film makers in general and screen artists.
Wow.
Wow.
Longest running. How many years has it been running?
39.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Which means we're one more year away from a big party.
I'm excited 40. About next year too, but this year's going to be fantastic. We're back at the Palais Theatre for the first time in 4 years.
Oh,
so
wow.
The biggest crowd we've been able to welcome for a while. Pretty delighted about that.
That's fantastic.
Huge. Amazing. So what are some of the highlights of the festival that people might want to experience over the 12 days?
All right, there's 100 films being shown over 33 screening sessions, so there's kind of something for everybody. And some I'd like to point out are here at the Pride Centre, we have Pride Without Prejudice. Mm-hmm. Now, this has sold out many years, and I think people should definitely look on the website to make sure they get tickets this year. Now, also, we're running a Pride at Play exhibition at the St Kilda Town Hall's Carlisle Street Art Space. It is going to run most of the month of June, and it's a collection of queer games made by queer folks. Like any good exhibition, there will be a slate of workshops, talks, and facilitated play sessions.
So, I do love that. It's more than just the films. Personally, I love sitting down and just experiencing the art form of cinema. So it's fantastic to sit and do that. But with the talks and other parts of it, it really opens up the world of what this is.
So absolutely.
It's a film festival, but it's also interactive.
Yes.
That's cool because I must say, we went and saw a film together last night and I found it so difficult not to pick up my phone during the film because I'm so used to multitasking.
Oh, yeah. Picking up a phone during a film drives me a little bit crazy though. I hate when people
I sat there with my fingers twiddling because I didn't know what to do. So awesome that there are other activities as well.
Yeah, now you did mention Pride and Prejudice that's going to be screening here at the Pride Centre. It must be really
Pride
nice.
Pride Without Prejudice.
Pride Without Prejudice. Sorry, this is where my brain is today.
That's
sorry,
I said
everyone.
That too.
It must be wonderful to be able to have these films shown in all different parts of St Kilda, you know, to really be able to allow people to explore this wonderful space that we're in.
Yes, and it's not just St Kilda this year. We're pretty excited to expand it to South Melbourne as well. But the main screens will take place at the Astra Theatre. We also have here at the Victorian Pride Centre, the Alex Theatre, the SB, South Melbourne Market, and a few more.
That's so brilliant as well for all of those businesses because it's been a rough couple of years. So it's great to be returning to the Palais and just bringing everyone through.
But also what a cool way to get to know St Kilda as well. It's checking out the inside of these amazing buildings. Like, not that many people may have been into the Town Hall and the Alex Theatre and the Pride Centre.
Yeah.
Like, how awesome.
Another really exciting one is the JMC Academy in South Melbourne on Park Street. People might not know it's there, but they're doing a free filmmaking development day, the Big Picture, that's what it's called. So you can go to the campus and you'd have hands-on workshops, forums, panels, exhibitions, screenings, and Q&As. It's a really exciting day if people are interested
this.
In film already or want to get interested into it.
Amazing. I worked on so many short films with lots of students when I first started doing hair and makeup. Best time. You don't sleep for days. It's so good. Heather, do you get any special, like, sneak previews being the mayor of Port Phillip?
No, I'm excited to just get there on the day. And it's such a taster's menu of what's for the film festival at the opening night. So it's really good you're giving away a free double pass.
Yes.
I hope people will come and enjoy it. There are tickets for sale as well if people still want to book in.
And that's going to be next Thursday.
Yes, next Thursday night. There's an after party as well at Encore at St. Kilda Seabass.
Ooh.
So a double good reason to come.
All right. Well, you can check out the St. Kilda Film Festival at stkildafilmfestival.com.au for more information. Now, we have put the call out there and we have so many quotes coming through, and apparently you're kind of about as good at guessing them as I am.
We haven't been doing brilliantly, but we are. This is our favourite way to be giving away a double pass to the opening night of the St. Kilda Film Festival. By you messaging in a quote and us trying to figure out what film it's from. So far, it's going really badly.
Now, Councillor, do you have a quote for us to try and guess?
I do. I was actually way more confident when I was sitting in the car shouting at the radio than being on the radio.
It's always much better.
But I have a guess first. So okay. I think, I don't remember the exact quote, but it was that bra in the dryer. Is that hairspray?
Hairspray?
I don't know.
Oh,
maybe?
That's
my guess. I feel like I would go with that.
I know the songs, but I couldn't tell you any of the dialogue.
Yeah, I don't know. I just remember the ironing or something that movie, so I thought there's some laundry involved.
Yes!
Maybe it's My Beautiful Laundrette. Who knows?
Oh, I don't know. All right, here's my quote. If you're a bird, I'm a bird.
If you're a bird, I'm a bird.
I should probably do it in my southern accent a little bit better. If you're a bird, I'm a bird.
Oh, is that from Forrest Gump? No.
No, I don't know. I have no idea. All right, you've stumped us.
Do you want me to tell you? The Notebook.
Okay, what I'm realising is I don't watch
enough
films.
One of the lamest movies of all time. Oh, I'm so harsh.
No.
I'm not a sucker for romantic movies.
Shall we quickly see what some of the messages are that we've gotten through and see if we
can
guess them?
We'll
let's put ourselves to the test.
Put it out there. All right. Paul from Murray Bridge has said his name was Trumpet because he had a large biscuit.
I have no idea. Okay, we're terrible.
No idea,
but I like the quote. Okay, so everyone's jumping on board saying, surely the bra's from Hairspray. Yep, okay.
Okay,
so
all right,
so you were
good.
Spot on there. Okay, congratulations.
But it's not.
It's not from
Hairspray. Little Jason, I think it was. Was it Little Jace? Has messaged in saying that it's from Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Okay.
Never heard it. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Okay,
brilliant,
I'll put it on the list.
Absolutely wonderful.
Okay, here's another one. So Pete from North Melbourne has said, I just want to hit something. I want to hit it hard.
I'm terrible. I thought I was going
to
be
something
amazing
to do with
this.
Boxing. What's that boxing movie?
You're thinking
Million
Rocky.
Dollar Baby?
No, not. Sorry.
A Million Dollar Baby?
Maybe A Million Dollar Baby. That's what I'm thinking. No, I don't know.
Now, everyone who's messaging, as long as you are a Joy member, you go into the draw to win a double pass to the opening night of the St. Kilda Film Festival, which is pretty awesome, next Thursday. Alison is messaging, get away from her, you. We can't say that word this early in the morning, but that is absolutely a quote from Alien. I know that one. Ripley says it while in the big yellow thingy. Yep, yep.
All right. We're going to get back to more of your quotes right after this. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.